our visits to South Africa usually takes in Cape Town, followed by a drive along the scenic garden route in the Eastern Cape, and ending with a few days spotting the country's amazing wildlife on a safari. But it's not always that easy if you've got young children in tow. So I spoke with Vernon Waite from the Lalibela Game Reserve. It's just outside Port Elizabeth, and they specialise in family holidays. They've got a dedicated lodge called Mark's Camp, which is designed to help children get the most from their safari experience.
Most people that go on safari in Africa would tend to be adults. But because the Cape Town and the garden route make for such perfect family vacation destinations, a lot of the families that come up the garden route also want to go on safari. So it made sense for us to have one of our lodges being child-friendly. So we have a dedicated children's game drive. We have child mining facilities.
And Vernon says it's not just about giving kids a great adventure.
The kids can have an educational experience and see the animals.
The lodge is designed to keep children safe when potentially dangerous animals are around.
Where the children are, that we have fenced in. So in theory, it is 100% safe. In the 15 years that Lalibela has been open, there have been no dangerous incidents at all. But it's also because we have procedures in place that minimise the risk.
You'll have a chance to see the so-called Big Five animals. That's lions, elephants, rhinos, buffaloes and leopards, as well as cheetahs, hyenas, jackals and lynx. But Vernon says other species can be just as fascinating.
In the world, there's approximately 9,000 bird species. We in South Africa have got about 900. So we've got about 10% of the world's species of birds. I mean, yesterday there was a sighting of a martial eagle, which is one of the biggest eagles that you can get. It came swooping down and it actually caught an Egyptian goose mid-air and flew away with this Egyptian goose. And we had guests on the game drive vehicle that witnessed this. Now, that is an incredibly rare sighting. People felt privileged to have seen it.
Vernon says the best time to visit is during the Southern Hemisphere's winter, when it's cooler.
May, June, July, August. That's probably some of our best weather from a game viewing point of view. The daytime temperatures will be about 24, 25 degrees centigrade. And then in our summer months, it can get quite hot. It can get in the 30s, 35 degrees Celsius.
And Vernon says another advantage for families is that the Eastern Cape region is malaria free. You can find out more about the game reserve at lalibela.net.